Folks, this is Matt from the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
ShiningWizards.com.
Do you remember the days when Dynamite Kid could walk? Me too. Relive those fun memories at Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea.
Hey, I'm Matt Jackson.
I am Nick Jackson.
You are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Rantum Radio, Nick.
Rantum.
You'll have to keep that one.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
Bullet Club.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, everybody?
Look who's in the room with us.
Oh, wow. We got a lot of heads already.
Oh, my God.
Well, let's introduce ourselves. This is episode 302, right? 303? Did I put 302 on accident?
I think it's 302.
I think it's 302 as well. I don't know what the hell I did. Anyway, it's Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're live on Rant EM Radio, part of the Shining Wizards Network. I am the impact player, Mr. Philly Rea, and I'm joined by...
R-A-Y Cyst, Choppy!
R-A-Y Cyst.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
That is true. Who we're also joined by...
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. Mr. Mikey Moe is in the building.
Hammer.
Oh, stop it, you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, behave.
What the hell are you doing? All right, Shaylin's in the room. Tommy Maverick.
Jamie.
Axel Foley. The birthday boy, Pastor Anthony Siddell.
Wifey's
Jesus!
In the house.
Jesus! Miss Wifey's in the house.
Love you, baby.
Mr. L.E.L. Mrs. L.E.L. L.E.L. Pell. Gel.
El Morgakakakaka.
Morgakakakaka. Live on RantEmRadio.com. How's everybody doing?
You know, chilling, yeah, like a villain, you know, on penicillin.
Cause, like Bob Dylan, because your mom's Dylan?
Yeah.
Son, what happened to your nose?
Guess what happened?
Well, you got a big gash in your nose, man.
You want to hear the truth?
Well.
Or you want me to lie to you?
Well, hold on, I want.
Fuck the revival.
Okay. No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Fuck it.
So,
I see my son yesterday, Logan, and, you know, I'm excited to see him. He's excited to see me.
Oh, I see where this is going.
And he's going to kiss me, right, on the face. And he opens up his mouth, and both teeth hit me right in the bridge of the nose.
He gave you to Johnny Lawrence?
Bro, I felt like... It felt like Ric Flair getting bitten by fucking, like, Abby or somebody in the nose. And then all of a sudden, there's blood trickling down my nose.
Do you have a problem with that, Mr. Lawrence? No, Sensei. I've been on a Cobra Kai kick all week. I just saw the second season.
I still
season.
Haven't seen it.
I just saw the second season.
Is that good?
Fucking brilliant.
Is it really that good, huh?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Better than the first one?
No. Not better than the first one, but it's picking up steam.
How's John Kreese?
That guy's an asshole.
He's always an asshole.
Well, he's supposed to be an asshole, but, you know, anyway.
But in real life, he's a nice guy.
So, you're right over there, kid?
Yeah.
You comfy?
You know who needs to come back?
What?
My man from Karate Kid Part 3.
Who? The fucking the ponytail guy?
No pain!
I told you I had a boss in the 90s when I was in high school, worked in a movie theater on 61st, on okay. First Avenue. His name was Steve Decker. He looked just like that dude, except he had the cocaine flared nostrils.
Did he have the little pinky in it?
He did have a coke nail, yes. He most certainly did. He's always like, "Hey, Phil, can you work overtime? Can you work overtime?" I'm like, "Yeah, Mr. D, I can work overtime." "All right, don't shave your head no more. You look like a skinhead." I was like, ew.
If you want...
This was 1992.
So this is the movie theaters, right?
This is the Cineplex Odeon. Now it's something else now, but it's right on 1st Avenue and 61st Street.
How apropos the fact that I work in the film business and all you see is drugs in the film business. Dude, people are bored in the film business. And what do?
They do drugs. Well, that's what musicians do too, man.
Listen, they need drugs for creativity. People in the film business are just bored because they're standing on set doing nothing. So what do to stay awake?
They do booger sugar.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Just say no to drugs.
Guys.
Just say no.
And after that, but it's, you know what's crazy, though? They're smoking weed.
Smoke weed every day.
Some people are smoking weed to calm their nerves. Others are doing coke to stay awake.
Cocaina?
Oh, sí. Sí, señor.
Cocaina.
And then they're also doing some sugar pills. Whatever you want.
Booger sugar.
Booger sugar.
You monitoring the chat room? Young, my son.
Woo, oh. I forgot Pastor was in. I apologize.
I just say hello to Pastor. The birthday boy.
I didn't.
No, it's all right.
Okay.
He'll forgive you. He's a man of the cloth. Pastor Anthony Sadell is the man.
He's the only man of the cloth that I do not scare. Don't scare easily.
You don't mess with Pastor Sadell.
He'd fuck my ass up.
He would probably cut you if he had to.
But
he's a man of the cloth. He would not cut you. Oh, if he had to, he would, though.
He'd spank me.
He would exercise your demons.
Yes, he would.
This house is clear.
Stop it, you.
Stop it.
Ric Flair is living proof that most white people ain't got room with him.
Wow!
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 Will you stop?
Yeah. Oh. Okay, terrific.
Yes!
Everybody likes that one still, huh? Oh, man.
Oh, we have to do something special tonight.
What is a mook?
No, we can't do what you wanted to do. Because people still haven't seen the movie.
That sounds like a them problem.
No, dude.
Fuck them! Fuck them!
Next week we'll do.
2 weeks.
Really? Yeah.
You can spoil the Ebony movie after 2 weeks.
Yeah, what is that? Is that like a rule or something you guys have now?
I have no idea. I just read about it today.
Speaking of experiences.
Oh, boy.
How about them Viking Raiders, huh?
Ugh. You know, we'll get into wrestling in a few minutes,
is that maybe why Harlem Heat changed their name from Ebony Experience to Harlem Heat?
No, they changed their name because they were bored and they needed a heel tag team.
By the way, how racist was Jim Ross during the Muda match?
Dude. What, you mean the throwback tonight?
We'll get to it later, sorry. Oh, boy.
That's right, Shanlin.
Well, Lordy frickin' God!
Yogi!
Is he in?
Yogi!
I thought he was in the room!
I told him, I'm a Karate Kid Johnny Lawrence Cobra Kai kick lately.
So, fuck the revival.
So how was your week, buddy?
Long, dude.
Yeah, it was a long week.
Long, like busy, transitioning again at work. They're giving me like more responsibilities. Yeah, I got a raise.
You got a raise?
I got a raise, yeah.
Big one?
No, I got a raise where they're like, okay, Phil, if you continue your journey to greatness, as they say, then you could probably do some big things next year.
That's something Miyagi would say to you.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Phil-san.
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 Show me sand the floor.
Show me. paint the fence.
Show me save the life. Okay, calm down there, Mr. Miyagi.
Show me Heimlich.
You like this hat?
You're terrible. Wow!
Wow!
Wow! What?
What?
Happy birthday to The Rock.
Can you believe it? 47 years old?
I just downloaded the fourth season of Ballers. Have you seen Ballers?
I've never seen it.
It's a good show. Well, you're not really a sports fan, so I don't think you'd appreciate it.
I follow Kevin Hart on Instagram.
Kevin Hart's a funny dude.
Dude, him and his banter between him and The Rock is hilarious.
Did you see the clip where they were filming the Jumanji movie?
Yes.
And he's on the camel?
Yes.
And The Rock is just destroying him, like making fun of him? That's got to be the funniest thing I've ever seen.
My favorite banter between those two is when they were on BBC Television America.
Oh, no.
And they were like doing the children's like insults.
Oh, no. I didn't see that.
Kevin Hart's like, you know what your head looks like? It looks like a big-ass titty.
He's okay, like, terrific.
And then he says, he's like, yeah, you look like a big-ass titty with a nipple. You look like a Portuguese titty.
A Portuguese titty.
And then The Rock says, hey, don't put a culture on my titty, okay? Oh, man. So Kevin Hart is wishing a happy birthday to Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne.
And then he says, I just want to wish you a happy birthday to Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, the people's choice.
Wow.
And then he says, you know what I got for Dwayne? Nothing. No. What, you want to know why? Because I want to keep this man humble. You know what? Fuck this day and fuck him. Kevin Hart is money, dude. He's money when him and The Rock go at it.
A couple years ago when I was in Florida for the Super Bowl, I actually saw, my cousin showed me that CIA movie they did together.
Oh, that shit's funny, dude.
That's pretty good.
Who's this? Oh, Allie.
Allie's in the room.
Hello, Allie.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hello.
Let me say my hello, good.
Hello, gorgeous.
Brian Schaefer's in the room.
My man, Brian.
Good for him.
I went to junior high school with Brian. Played hockey with Brian. Brian's an old school friend of mine.
Wow, good for you guys.
Yeah, he was good. His kid's a good hockey player.
Wait a minute. Who's 4? Oh, I thought you said 4. Oh.
Hey, 47's cool. Past is 47. That's why he says that.
I thought he said he's 4'7". I was like, you're 4'7", passer?
He's like, what?
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 So it's been a long week. Glad it's over. Really stupid busy.
You know what's gonna top off the end of the week?
My son is here with me.
That too.
Yeah.
He's the cherry
on top.
That's
my godson.
You know tomorrow, but he's the cherry on top of the whipped cream for tomorrow.
Milky.
What? Comic book day.
Free comic book day tomorrow.
That's it.
So Michael's been my stepson since he's 2 and a half, right?
That's correct.
We've only missed one free comic book day.
Say what?
Mm-hmm.
Say what? What?
So I said it because he's a busy man now. My son, he's got, you know, he's got drama. Oof. He's got dance.
Oof.
Yeah, he's all fucking, he's got a big itinerary. So I'm like, you want to go get some comic books tomorrow? He's like, yeah.
How much you want to bet one of these days I'm going to see this kid in movies and I'm going to be working for him?
Yeah, he's probably going to be on dancing some across the stage with his theater friends.
I'm going to be working with him. He's going to be my boss. Watch.
I told, what happened? What did he say?
Huh? Boss.
He's going to be the head boss.
The boss? The HNIC?
Oh, yeah.
The underboss? Speaking of the boss, Rob and I met Foley, right? Mm-hmm. Saw the pictures? That's pretty dope.
Foley's dope.
Oh, yeah. Rob posted a video of the black party.
Did you see that video of him getting chopped?
Yeah, by Foley.
Speaking of that same video, did you see the video of them beating the shit out of what culture?
Oh.
Haku. Fuck those guys up, dude.
Pastor said, I'm 6'1 and tons of fun, and I trusted
it. Wait.
Yeah, buddy.
Wait. Pastor, you're not a big man, but okay. You say you're not a fat dude.
Will you stop?
You're not a man of the jolliness.
Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
Wow. By the way.
Yo.
That N-word, I must have heard it multiple times today. Not today, the whole week in Patterson, New Jersey.
Oh, Patterson, New Jersey. Yeah, you in the hood, son.
Dude.
Did you see Joe Clark?
No, I didn't. I was looking for him.
Looking for Joe Clark.
I actually asked the locals, like, yo, where's Joe Clark at?
This is where I need Tony C to call.
Where's
me.
Joe Clark, goddammit?
They used to call me Mr. Crazy Joe. Now they can call me Batman.
I love that movie.
Lean on me.
That movie is fantastic. Wasn't one of the kids in, like, House Party?
Yeah.
Fat dude?
Yo, let me tell you something about House Party. Remember the second one when he did the dance off?
Of course.
Oh, ain't gonna hurt nobody. That's a jam right there.
That's a great movie.
That's a great movie.
I still
movie.
Think the first one is the best.
Oh, the first one's the best. So, yeah, it's been a rough week, work-wise, anyway.
Oh, dude. I must have hung up, like, 100 billion signs this week.
I ordered some multiple products on Amazon this week because tomorrow's May the 4th. So I bought some shirts for my niece and nephew.
How convenient it is that tomorrow's May the 4th.
And got me a new Han Solo shirt.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. Here's the thing. With me with Amazon, that's good, Mike. Me with Amazon, I don't – how much – when I buy shit, I don't know – I don't measure the size. For instance, Augie, my cat – uh-huh. Has a problem with throwing up. He eats too fast, right? So I got him one of these portion control bowls with like grooves in them. So when he goes to grab the food, his mouth doesn't grab his, you know, like an abundance of it. And it, on paper, on the screen, it looked like it was a decent, you know, a small size. I get the thing today. It's the fucking size of a 7-inch racket. I'm like, what the fuck am I gonna do with this? Then I bought a dispenser for my Q-tips, and I was like, okay, great, because I didn't want that big, bulky Q-tip thing in my bed, because I have a small bathroom.
Correct.
It comes today, the thing can fit in a fucking dollhouse, it's this big. I'm like, what am I doing here? Because I don't read measurements, I'm a tool bag. I do not read measurements.
Dollhouse.
Yeah, we could fit that thing in my niece Alexa's dollhouse, legit. But anyway, yeah, she was doing Rapper's Delight. Yeah, I caught that pasta. So, anyway... See, I ordered some products from Amazon. Got some dice. I've been writing again. I'm starting to get the writing books. I used to play DC Heroes back in the day.
Yes.
It's like a Dungeons and Dragons for superheroes. So, but that's not. Well, does Mask Wise have his own?
Didn't he have one?
No, I thought he did. But well, I don't know.
Give him one.
We'll give him one. Let me see.
Give him a good one.
Let me see. Matt Squires had a birthday recently.
I like that one.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy.
If we didn't give it to you last week, I apologize.
Happy birthday. Yes! The Mandingo!
Yogi!
Yogi! Shaylin, I love you, girl. Everybody's taller than you. She said, Mikey, I bet Mikey's taller than me.
Well, Shaylin's got to be like 3'5", right?
if Shaylin's 3'11", she's pushing. No, I'm joking. She's super small. My godson Logan was almost as tall as her. He's only 8 years old. So yeah, she represents the Olipop kids, you know. But she's
I've had meals bigger than Shaylin.
I did have a meal bigger than Shaylin. I had a Whopper.
Oh man.
Yeah, Mike's
Oh, downtown Georgie. Or uptown.
No.
Uptown.
Yeah, Georgie's uptown.
Uptown.
Thanks, guys. Apparently, my sound is I own a sandwich truck. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, terrific. She's 4'11".
Oh, there you go.
He's not. He's over 4'11 now.
I'm 5'1".
He's 5'1".
Wow, 2 inches. What? What? Hey, Rob. Milky. What?
Jay White, baby.
Why?
I think the Sonata match is to this morning, 5:00 in the morning.
Yes,
this night one already happened. So
Sonata's not going to get the belt.
No, he's not.
He's not.
I didn't say he's going to get the belt.
You want to know why? Because he's a charisma vacuum. That's why.
Last time I weighed myself, I was 85 pounds. Shaylin, my thigh is 85 pounds. Why?
Love it. Mellow, Rob.
What? Yeah, so my Amazon treats came today. That's like I said, I've got some dice I've been writing again, so I'm going to do a DC Heroes campaign soon. I'm excited about that.
You know what we did before?
What's that? Oh.
When you started naming like the actors from the 90s who would play.
Let me give everybody an update. I spoke to Anime Mike this morning.
How's he doing?
He's doing great. He figured out the audio. So he's starting to record this weekend. Yeah. So we're going to have some new content for Ghetto Geek Squad. We're doing Game of Thrones. We're doing Avengers. We're doing
anime.
We're doing a lot of shit. So stay on the lookout for that. I spoke to Lou Rodriguez. Star Wars podcast is coming back very, very soon. We're going to be doing the rest of the Star Wars movies that we didn't do. which is episode 7, 8, Rogue One, and Solo. We didn't do any of those. So I continue my Star Wars quest tomorrow with my friend who's never seen any of the Star Wars movies. And we're going to do Clone Wars and Revenge of the Sith.
Who has never seen a Star Wars movie?
I'll tell you who else.
My wife.
Yeah.
She's never seen any of them.
Do that on Skype, Phil. Hey, Shay. I got a D&D starter set. Oh, did you, Matt? That's cool. I have the 5th edition, basically everything on PDF.
Nope, now you're going to have me.
Choppy is jealous of Sonata's hair growing everywhere.
What, on his ball sack? No, I have that already.
Uptown Joe just said, what's up, Hammer? So, anyway. So, yeah, man, I've been writing, doing some of that, you know, because Will Sweeney, he started a character with me like 20 years ago. And I beat the shit out of him. Like, I beat his character. The Hulk beat him up. Like, I did a whole bunch of terrible things to him. So, we kept promising, like, yo, man, one day I'm going to do it. So, now, last Sunday, I was having a decent day, and the girls went out and got some spirits. Like, you know, liquor. And they're like...
Oh, spritzers?
So now I'm cooking dinner in my apartment, and Will says, you want a cocktail? And I'm like, I don't really drink during the day. Brings down a little thing of whiskey, right? Like the Honey Jack, whatever it is, right? So now it's one drink, and now I'm frying up the friggin' chopped meat and making tacos for everybody. We knocked out that bottle within an hour. The entire bottle. Right?
All
right
there, Alky.
No, can I... Ring, hello? Is there an Al here? Al who? Cajal?
Cajal.
We have an alcohol in the building?
No,
alcoholic? Alcoholic? So, is there a way to DC the game on Skype? I never play with Skype, Matt, but I could definitely, if you want to play, we could probably get you in, or I could do a solo thing with you. It would be a couple hours, but we'll figure it out. But anyway, so I pull out my Infinity Gauntlet original graph.
Yeah.
So I show Will what should have happened in the movie. I'll show him later. But what's not?
If you've seen Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, the end, the post credits scene.
Yeah.
That character should be in this movie. That's all I have to say about that.
Georgie, the last time I had Puerto Rican moonshine, legit, I blacked out. Puerto Rican moonshine. I had a piece of wood inside the bottle with like fruit. I don't know where it was the sickest thing I've ever drank in my life. I'll never drink it again. I blacked out. Like legit. I went from sober to blackout. Didn't get drunk. Didn't get tipsy. None of that shit. No joke.
Never had moonshine.
No, you're not. Dude, it's bad.
I'm sure.
And you want to move to Georgia? That's all they do that shit in a fucking bathtub.
The character was put on hold because of the things that happened with James Gunn.
The real ending of Infinity Gauntlet.
Is that why?
Yeah.
You motherfuckers from MCU, goddammit.
Yeah, Shamlin, I wouldn't drink anything over 3 ounces. With your weight and height. You might go into a coma.
You know what? I guarantee you, she probably outdrink all of us.
Isn't Puerto Rican shine Fabuloso? No, Fabuloso is what cleans my floors, Matt Squad.
Fabuloso is amazing.
Amazing.
It's
Suavemente is my fabric softener.
Then you want to know something? They're not dreadful at all.
No.
They're fantastic.
Phil, stop making fun of little people.
Wait! Elaine's in the house!
Elaine's in the house!
What? Yeah. Dude!
Yogi! You're in Saigon. You're amongst the little people now. What movie is that from? Good Morning Vietnam?
Oh, yeah, with Robin Williams.
Da Nang Me! Want to get her open? Hang me!
That movie's fantastic.
Mike Palmer's in the room. What up, Mikey?
We got a full house today, dude.
Yeah, everybody's repping tonight. It's Friday night. You know what the time it is. It's time for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, y'all. Yeah.
Who's this?
What?
What?
What? Suavitel is my favorite. It's mine, too. Hempy's in the room.
Speaking
of DC heroes. That's
Jesus.
Hempy's character's getting resurrected, too.
Suave.
Yeah, but we're doing DC heroes. I'm excited. So anyway, I broke out the graph, And then I broke out my box sets of DC Heroes. I have two editions.
By the way, Sweeney, he saw the movie?
Sweeney didn't see the movie yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm white, and I only use Gain and Swift. Ring that bell. Matt, don't limit yourself, dude. Drace is in the room. What up, Drace?
Damn. We got a four. Yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
I am here.
They okayed to see you. That's right, buddy. That's right. You keep telling yourself that.
He's a ratings grab right here. He brings
He's
the one who brings the ratings in. You see that?
I'm probably blacked out from Boone's Farm. Give me that bell. That gets an okay terrific.
Okay, terrific.
I thought you were a man of the cloth. I thought the man of the cloth didn't drink.
Listen, you gotta get some wine in there once in a while.
Jesus!
So, going back to what
he
we had.
He stinks, and I don't like
in
it.
In pre-production, we were talking about, you know.
Uncle Eddie from
Eddie's
Ham Radio.
Eddie's in here, too?
Uncle Eddie from Ham Radio.
Wow, what's up, Eddie?
Eddie had a special guest in his studio.
Who's this?
Marqueef was in his studio on Wednesday. I saw that. That's pretty funny.
In pre-production, we were talking about, you know, the superheroes being cast in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. So I broke out a list.
And it was pretty interesting.
We'll do it on the Geek Squad, too. But like, if the movie was cast in the 90s, who would play the characters?
Okay.
30%. And I called it.
Let's say, for example, that Batman Forever and Batman Robin were never made in 95. And
Batman 89 tomorrow in the theater.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
They're doing a whole... It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm not going to be able to make it.
If they... Like, say, for example, we reboot the whole series, right, in the 90s. Who would you have playing Bruce Wayne? Now, remember, Batman Forever's never been made. Batman and Robin never made.
David Hasselhoff would be Nick Fury. That's what Choppy said.
That's what I said. Cause
who would play
Bruce?
Who would play Bruce Wayne?
In the 90s?
90s? Tom Cruise.
Too short.
Oh, they want to... Mikey, Uptown Georgie wants a Jim Ross.
Bugo! He killed him! That man has a family!
Dude. So
Keith David, yo, Dre saw the picture.
Keith David, that's a good idea. Yeah,
I call Keith David. I call him
Goliath.
No, the guy who's not Tom Terry Crews.
Keith David is Goliath.
Is Goliath from Gargoyles. Yes, one of the best cartoons ever made.
Demona. That show's great.
Did you see Gargoyles, buddy? You ever saw Gargoyles?
Wow, you are deprived. You gotta watch that.
It was a Disney cartoon from the
90s. How much you want to bet that's gonna be in the Disney app?
Oh, yeah. So it's about these statues, these statues that come to life at night. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Brad Pitt is Batman? No. No.
They had Brad Pitt playing Cap, though.
I mean, if that's the case, you might as well keep fucking Val Kilmer as Batman, because they both
You know what? I'm going to get shit for this. I liked Val Kilmer as Batman.
I liked Val Kilmer, too. I didn't say anything bad.
Dolph Lundgren's door, yes, we saw that.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Keith Davis is ass-to-ass guy in Requiem for a Dream.
Who?
Yeah. He is.
I'm trying to think who would play that. Yogi! Richie!
Hey, Richie!
Richie!
Anybody see Richie?
Anyone know what Richie did? Bobby Lupo!
Yo,
Sticks! Get that mook!
Get that mook! Get that mook!
What is a mook?
So, I was trying to think who would play Batman if Clooney and Val Kilmer were not introduced. And there's really nobody I could think of. Who's this?
Rutger Hauer is Magneto.
Whoa.
Who? Yeah, look up Rutger Hauer. John Travolta is Batman.
A gay Batman? Maybe a gay Batman?
Anybody see Richie? I'm Batman.
Let's do a dance number, guys.
God damn it. God damn it. God damn it.
Robin.
What was his name? Rutger Hauer.
Hello, Frisco.
Wow.
Alfred, can you do my ironing?
Yeah, Alfred, can you do my ironing, he says?
No, him?
Yeah, minus 20 years, though. See? Perfect. Bobby Lupo!
I don't know, man. I'm still kind of...
I like Rutger Hauer's, man. It's a good one,
you
know, Uptown Georgie.
You know who would have been a great Magneto?
Who?
Jeremy Irons from Die Hard.
Chris O'Donnell as Robin was a fucking whiny bitch.
Dude, he was. I would have preferred Marlon Wayans as fucking Robin.
Shailen.
Okay, terrific.
She's right. Could you imagine Marlon Wayans as Robin? Because that was the original plan.
I'm done with the minority. It has to visually look like the character. Okay. I'm done with it, man. I'm done with it.
Okay, then what's the excuse for Nick Fury?
Alternate universe. Because they had a brother. He was a brother in the alternate universe.
Okay.
So that makes sense.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Okay. Hunt for Red October. Alec Baldwin is... Ooh.
That's a good... He played the Shadow. He would have been awesome as Batman.
I'm Big A.L. and I'm Batman. I'm super. Thanks for asking. Yo, they chopped it to me. Are you super?
Webster is Batman.
Okay, terrific. Oh,
that's great. Batty strikes again. Paulie Shore is Bruce Wayne. Oh, Uptown said Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. Too short.
Ooh. Too short. Johnny Depp, not for nothing, would have, if they had gone through with the Riddler in Dark Knight Rises.
If Clint Eastwood wasn't 50 years old in 1989, he could have played fucking Batman.
I agree.
If he wasn't old.
But did you hear about the guy they picked to play Batman in the season 2 of Titans?
Jason Bateman.
I'm not a fan. You know,
Kevin Costner is Cap.
Ooh. Didn't I say that? I said Kevin Costner as fucking Hawkeye.
As Hawkeye. But yeah, but you're typecasting him because he was Robin Hood.
Well, you fucking picked Christian Slater and he was in fucking Robin Hood.
No, Christian Slater was in Face Off and True Romance.
He was in Robin Hood.
It doesn't count.
Oh, fuck you! He was also in Broken Arrow. Oh, my God. Fucking jerk off. Cunt. You're a jerk off, you know that? You're a jerk off.
You're a jerk off. That's what I think of you.
Bruce Willis is Iron Man? No. I would still cast Patrick Stewart as Professor X.
Oh.
Number one.
I always thought he would be great Professor X, and he was.
John Stamos was Winter Soldier on that list. Is that you, Pac-Man?
You know who John Stamos should play? Uncle Jesse. That's his character.
Jesse and the Ripper.
Jesse Kostopoulos. Jesse the Greek guy.
Jesse the Greek guy. He got the name of the show tonight.
Again, I called it. And he hits you with the tzatziki sauce.
Will you stop?
Would you like some tzatziki sauce?
Wow!
Wow!
What about
Oh my! Would you like some baba ganoush?
Iced tea is Robin.
You know what? Iced tea is Robin would not be.
Could do an all black Batman movie. Do it. If you're gonna go that route, do it.
Kevin Hart is Penguin.
And put Gotham in South Central Los Angeles, circa 1992.
Zeus as Mr. Freeze.
Who?
Zeus.
Zeus.
Tiny Lister. Jesse the Greek guy. He'd wear the fucking Greek flag over as a cape.
My name is Mr. Panos. You ever see Giannis Pappas, the guy who does Marisa?
Yes.
He's all, his other character is called Mr. Panos. He's a racist Greek dude. That Ice Cube is Batman. Yay, yay.
Kenan Wayans is Black Bruce. What do people call him Batman? Just call him
Black. Who's that rapper, Black Rob?
Black Rob.
Whoa. Kim Crean. Hello, Mrs. Crean. Anyway. All right, 9:32, no wrestling yet. Anything else going on?
I thought NXT was absolute garbage.
We'll get into that in a second, but Anthony Hopkins is... That's not a bit... Cedric the Entertainer is the Penguin! Morgan Freeman is Alfred! Old Black Batman, I love it! Snoop, Poison Ivy! Mont Spock in the room, what up, Tommy?
Batman, just vape starts coming out of your mouth.
What's up, dog?
I say Angela Bassett is Poison Ivy.
Who plays the Black Joker?
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
I got
no, the Rock is Batman. There you go.
You know who plays the Black Joker?
Who?
Michael Jackson.
that's race. That's ignorant. That's ignorant.
Stop he's got the white face already.
Blanket, stop it, Blanket.
Blanket.
Blanket, stop that. That's racist.
It doesn't matter. Well, the Rock doesn't count. He's not even full.
The Rock ain't black enough.
Thank you.
There you go, Dre.
Like thank
Barack
you.
Barack Obama. Wait, what?
Barack Obama.
Steve Albee can be two-faced. I love it. I love we're casting an all-black fucking Batman movie on my wrestling podcast.
Steve
good
Harvey
job.
Nick Fury.
Well, Steve Harvey is Nick Fury.
Wait a minute.
Didn't we have a black two-face?
Who?
What's his name from fucking Landau from fucking Star Wars?
Oh, the young Lando Calrissian?
No, I'm talking about in Batman from with the...
Oh, Billy Dee Williams was Harvey Dent.
Yeah, so
Chris Tucker is the Joker. Nah. Dave Chappelle is the Joker.
Oh,
yeah, Chris Tucker found God, didn't he?
No, he didn't. He still does.
Yeah, he did. He found God. He doesn't do any more
oh,
movies.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He's doing one more Rush Hour, but that doesn't count.
It's not going to be funny.
Tracy Morgan is Commissioner Gordon.
No.
Tracy Morgan could be Clayface.
Not a bad choice.
Yes, Billy Dee was Harvey Dent. He was. For like 5 minutes.
Doesn't matter.
But for 5 minutes.
He was the Two-Face.
Well, I don't know. Anyway.
I was kind of upset that he was the Two-Face.
Tommy Lee Jones was Keith David as Gordon. That's not bad.
Tommy Lee Jones, you like that? Don't tell me you like Tommy Lee Jones
as Two-Face? Yeah, of course.
Oh, he was dreadful.
So you didn't like Jim Carrey as the Riddler either?
He's all right.
That movie sucked, but he was good.
I like Jim Carrey.
I thought Jim Carrey would have been an excellent Joker.
Jim Carrey's in a new Sonic the Hedgehog movie, isn't he, I heard?
Wait, there's a new Sonic the Hedgehog movie?
Yeah.
Did you see that trailer?
Forrest Whitaker is a real-life Two-Face. Ring that bell. You are outstanding.
Yeah, his superhero name will be...
Anime Mike Eddie Murphy is the Joker. Okay,
we'll just call Forrest Whitaker's DC character Lazy Eye.
What was that fucking samurai movie he did, Forrest Whitaker?
Oh, Ghost Dog.
Ghost Dog.
That was the shit.
That shit was righteous.
That was really good.
That shit.
Did you just say that shit was righteous?
Righteous.
Wow.
Yes,
you,
man.
Look at your lexicon all of a sudden.
I'm smart, motherfucker.
Yeah, smart from Ridgewood.
Hey.
Spear checker.
Be nice.
And just smart from...
What did he say? I'm deaf. What did he say?
Repeat that.
What?
What'd you just say?
And you're smart from... None of them are.
Ring the bell.
Damn, look at this.
Idris Elba as Batman.
How about Idris Elba as everyone?
As everyone.
How about Idris Elba as Man-Bat?
He wasn't that big of a character, was he?
Man-Bat was dope, dude.
I didn't say it wasn't bad. I'm just saying, like, he wasn't that much, I mean...
I got a better one for you. Idris Elba as Bane.
Terry Crews is Bane.
Ooh.
With those big pecs.
How about Bob Sapp as Bane?
Bob Sapp! Holy shit! He's Bane. Bob Sapp is Bane.
The Big Show. Andre the Giant.
No.
Oh, we're going for black dudes, not for white.
We're going for the black folk.
We're not going for the white dudes. We're not going for the crackers, okay?
Fucking white people are the worst.
Saltine crackers, I'll
tell you. Saltine crack-eating mofos.
All right, now wrestling. Let's go to wrestling.
Keenan Ivory Wayne says the person in the background.
Ghost Dog? Yeah, yay! I can see...
Ghost Dog, the Greek guy.
I can see...
Green Ghost!
I could see fucking Michael Jackson as Joker, and then him, and then it was...
That's racist!
And then Keenan Ivory Wayans is like his henchman. He'd be like, you are my number one.
Bob, dude. As bad as Tim Burton's Batman was...
Who's
like,
Charlie?
Hold on. As bad as Tim Burton's Batman was in theory, even though it was good when it came out, Nicholson did Joker well, right?
Of course.
But Bob was the shit.
Bob was the shit.
Bob. Where does he get those wonderful toys?
My favorite scene that Bob does. And he just walks away.
Bob. Joanna number one.
I can just see Michael Jackson doing that.
David Alan Greer as Hugo Strange. Whoa! Oh, man. Wow. Ghost Dog. Yay, yay.
Wow.
Hey, I am Shaylin. Thank you.
I still can't get over Jesse the Greek guy.
Jesse the Greek guy. All right.
Next.
All right, let's get into some wrestling. I don't know that NXT, but my name's Billy.
Bob?
I had to. NXT wasn't as bad as you thought it was, buddy. I watched it this morning.
It was fucking...
So you didn't like Kushida?
That should not have been the main event.
That was...
What was your main event? Who did Kushida fight? Oh,
no!
Oh.
Yeah, thank you!
Oh, no.
I like Kushida, man.
Please go! Please go! The crowd chanting that to Ono the whole match. Oh, come on. He's you had Kushida carrying fucking Ono throughout the match. Come on, dude.
So, it's
carrying a big fat blob of clay.
Yeah, she does the time splitter gimmick. He doesn't call himself a time splitter, but he still dresses as a time splitter. And
I like his finisher now.
I hope he's at the house show I go to on the 19th.
He will.
I can't believe there's a house show on the same day as the pay-per-view.
So?
Well, I mean, I'm going Money in the Bank. We're going to NXT the day of the pay-per-view.
So?
Me and Rob and Aline.
I didn't like it. For obvious reasons, because I don't see any stock in fucking the Forgotten Sons.
Chris Hero sandwich, I like that.
Fuck Chris Hero.
I'm sorry, you were saying? Go ahead.
There's no stock in the Forgotten Sons. I think they're fucking boring and dreadful.
They're getting a push too, though.
They are pushing them to the moon. They're dreadful.
Yeah.
I don't see any stock. And what was the other guy that they had? That they're... Oh. Dijovakovic or Jerkoffovic, whatever his name is.
You don't like Donovan Dijak?
I'm done with him, dude. He's nothing. They're putting him in all these squash matches, and he's fucking dreadful. And then the Velveteen Dream goes out there and sings a stupid song that makes no... They booked Velveteen so badly on that show. Then the main event, which, you know, the only thing that was good about that show was fucking Kushida. You want to know why? He carried fucking Ono throughout that match. He carried him through that match. That match was dreadful. Terrible match. NXT, I love NXT, but this week's NXT was fucking dreadful. Sorry. There you go. See?
Oh, I like Kushida, so.
I like Kushida, too.
I thought his debut was fine, even though I don't care.
He should not have been the main event.
It doesn't matter. I mean,
to me, it matters.
There's a little bit of beef with the boys. With the Undisputed Era.
Oh, dude! I hope that's not. I'm tired of that, man. Please don't fucking let Roddy jump out of that group. Roddy's the shit.
Yeah.
Roddy's the glue. Roddy is fucking Tully Blanchard of that group.
Adam Cole's fighting Matt Riddle next week, though.
Oh, that's gonna be good.
That's gonna be a good
match. Next week's show is amazing. You got fucking Mia Yim against fucking Bianca Belair. That's gonna be good.
I think Mia Yim's gonna be the next champ.
And she's good too.
Yeah.
Where's Keith Lee? My man is not.
Did he get hurt?
No.
No. I don't know where Keith Lee.
What's going on? My man is the shit.
I don't know.
Bask in his glory, goddammit.
I did watch the Crockett Cup.
I did not.
Loved it.
PCO was a
PCO.
PCO and Brody are NWA World Tag Team Champions.
The Briscoes cut the only promo. Oh my, because they got disqualified with that match against PCO and
Brody. Oh no.
Yo, let me tell you something. There's a reason why the Briscoes are not in fucking Full Sail right now, because the fucking...
You got the promo?
Yeah, oh, I can't wait. Let me find it.
Oh no.
Oh,
Jay, come on, dude.
Yeah, dude, it was...
Mark is not to blame for this. I know it's Jay. Jay has to be to blame for this one.
No, yeah, Jay, it was bad, man.
Oh, because Mark just follows what Jay does, man. I know Jay. This Jay is definitely to blame for this one.
Yeah, this is
you're definitely not aesthetically appealing anymore now after this promo, probably.
Oh man, I gotta find
it. They don't have it.
It was so bad. Like
give me Spark Notes on it or Cliff Notes on the promo.
No, he was just like he goes, the NWA don't want none. Not want us champions, these bitch asses. He went nuts, man.
Woo,
woo,
woo. Yeah, but it was fun. They had all the old school graphics, like the from the they brought.
Can I just say, I'm not impressed with the design of the tag belt, the tag team title belts.
those were the originals, though.
I like the belts that Tully and Arno held.
That was the second set.
I love those.
With the, when the Crockett's went over. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's the original. What'd you do, Mike? You did the woo?
How was the NWA title match?
Good. Yeah.
Marty won or no?
No.
Damn.
No.
Magnus is the champ, right?
Magnus! Moxley! Speaking of which!
We'll get into that in a second.
Wait, who?
Oh, you don't know?
Anyway, with the Briscoes, they beat the living shit at a Rock and Roll Express. It was the first match in the first round.
Good!
Yeah, they were in the tournament.
Good!
They were in the tournament.
Bunch of old farts that should not be in there.
Another good tag team, though, was Bandido. And
Flip?
And Flip.
I get
too. They fought some two guys they paired together. They went to the two guys they paired together. They were like NWA guys. They went to the finals, actually.
Okay.
But it was, I mean, it was good. I mean,
so PCO?
PCO and Brody King are the tag champs. NWA.
Ring of Honor champs?
Not anymore.
Well,
they were for a hot second.
Ring of Honor champs, six man champs.
They're still the six man champs.
NWA champs.
Jessica.
They're killing it.
Cole Cabana had a great match.
Yeah, he's a national heavyweight champion.
He beat Willie Mack.
Wow, that must have been amazing.
Yeah, it was a good match.
Willie Mack is an Impact guy, isn't he?
No, Matt, they didn't fix Rob's eye. Ring the bell.
Lazy eye. Lazy eye, Rob.
Is he an Impact guy? Speaking of Impact, I listened to Tessa Blanchard on Jericho's podcast. I didn't know that Magnum TA was her stepdad.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah.
I didn't know that. And I also didn't know that they didn't know for a year she was training. And when the school found out that Tully didn't know, they stopped training her.
Stop!
They're like, we're cool with your dad. You got to tell him you're training or we're not training you anymore. And she had to break the ice with the
fans. Whoa!
Yeah. And she's doing the women of wrestling thing that the guy from GLOW is doing.
Yeah.
Access picked it up. So she's helping out Bambi. Remember Bambi from the 80s and 90s, old school wrestler?
Yeah.
She's the head trainer. Tessa does all the high spots for her.
Okay.
She's only 26 years old, 23
she's
years old.
Super young.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but there was like some type of report out there that the reason she didn't make it to NXT was because she had a bit of a little spat with her ex-boyfriend Ricochet.
Yeah, apparently there was some nonsense going on. But she did go to Japan after that, though.
She did.
She says she's been going all over the world. She went to Stardom. For a little while.
Is she Spanish?
I don't know.
Because she's dating a Mexican dude.
Tony Z said, Hammer!
Hammer!
The hammer's, hammer's in the building. Miyagi. Yeah, no. Miyagi!
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 Miyagi! Miyagi!
But no, so she's got a... She's been going, doing around. She went to Japan.
Mexico.
She went to Mexico. Yeah, so, you know. And now she's in Impact. I didn't see the Impact pay-per-view, but Brian Cage won the title.
I heard he hurt his back. Did you see who signed with Impact?
Yeah.
Big Mike.
Big Michael Elgin.
Really?
Yep.
He came out and challenged Brian Cage.
And he powerbombed
the shit out of him. Big Mike. It makes sense. He's from Canada.
Him and Cyrus are really good friends, too.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing some... Him and Scott D'Amore, they're doing some good things over there. I'm happy for Impact.
People are talking to me about, oh, well, Impact doesn't have good ratings. I'm like, dude, it doesn't matter. Ratings don't matter anymore.
Nah.
It's just give me a compelling story.
Yeah.
They killed a character.
And then, who?
They killed what character?
Allie. They killed her.
Oh, they killed the shit.
They took, what do you call it, the Freddy Krueger knives, forks and knives, and they went...
Okay.
Into Allie's neck and did the Game of Thrones slashing.
What? So, So I digress.
I digress, as Shining Wizards Tony would say.
I saw the Twitter went on fire a couple of days ago.
Regarding?
Mr. Dean Ambrose.
Oh, John Moxley.
Yeah, he's coming out as John Moxley now. His video package was very interesting.
Yeah,
pretty much saying that the shackles are coming off, and he's getting out of prison, which he's calling WWE prison, and pretty much saying like, no, the gloves are off, and I'm going to be who I am. You know, he had barbed wire wrapped around his hand, blood dripping out of his hands. So I was like, okay, this might be interesting.
So does he go to Combat Zone? Does he go to AEW?
I say he does the Indie Scene. I think I'm going to go with what you said. I think he's going to go to Indie Scene first, build up his name.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think he might end up in AEW.
He's Dean Ambrose.
They offered him $6 million a year. $6 million a year. You'd be a fool not to take that.
Yeah.
So, what was the other news? Oh, came out, popped out, I think today or yesterday. A lot of heat with Leo
Rush.
They offered that motherfucker $300,000 a year.
And he turned it down.
And he turned it down.
You saw who tore him up, though.
Oh, Finn Balor.
No, well, after that, though, Mark Henry.
No.
Mark Henry tore him up.
Really?
On Busted Open, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
What'd
he
say?
I don't have the excerpts, but I...
Leo Rush is a...
What happened?
Okay. He's got heat in the locker room.
He's very conceited in the locker room. People don't like it. And another reason is because he's bringing his wife everywhere with him, and people are just like, dude, you can't bring your wife everywhere with you, you know, kind of deal. And apparently they offered him to renew his deal, they offered him $300,000 a year, and he turned it down. And mind you, he is 23 years old.
23-year-old piece of trash.
Well, there you go, see? 23 years old making $300,000 a year. That's a lot of bread for a 23-year-old. What could you possibly need more? What do you need more of? I don't get it. And he's just a hype man. You're a hype man for the most non-charismatic person. Exactly. Thank you, Hammer. Thank you. The most non-charismatic person in the company right now, and he's the hype man for that guy. Terrible. What do you think of Sami Zayn this week?
I didn't see him this week.
Promo was...
What did Bray Wyatt do this week?
Bray Wyatt has a stuffed bunny he talks to.
He's got that Mr. Rogers gimmick going on right now.
Yeah.
Bruce wants to know if we're paying $40 for the AEW press conference.
No. For what?
You're going to watch AEW, though.
We're going to see the pay-per-view, but I'm not going to watch. I'm not going to watch no press conference.
I'm excited. I have that weekend. I have that Monday off, too. I'm excited.
Do you know?
Are you coming out with me that night? Are you going to Rob's? And
what's the date on that?
That's the Saturday before Memorial Day.
I think I am. I'm assuming I am.
I hope so. You're my ride. Oops. No, you said you were going, so. Yeah.
Bray's Playhouse.
It's Pee Wee Herman and Bray Wyatt mixed together.
Kids, you want to come to my playhouse?
He said.
That's exactly what he does.
He's like, what's the word for today? Sociopath.
Sociopath. Don't wake the witch up.
Oh, God. It was Bray Wyatt. Evil Bray Wyatt talking from the man from the doll, from Abigail. The Abby doll.
Crazy.
Interesting gimmick.
No, interesting. I mean, like you said last week, he looks really good. He lost a lot of weight.
2 weeks ago when he did the first thing where he comes out, like not like the buzzard, like the that one.
Yes.
But like when he first came out as Bray's Playhouse.
Yeah.
At the beginning when I saw the clip, I was like, what's happening? But then at the end when he had the gloves and then the train show with the maniac laugh, I was like, this is not going anywhere. And then at the end, I was like, Vince, you're a genius.
I don't think it's Vince. It's definitely not Vince.
It's got to be somebody else.
I don't even think Vince saw it yet.
Vince was like, yeah. Don't you think it's a little too maniacal? I mean, let's call this Bray's Experience instead of calling it Bray's Playhouse.
No, you know what he's gonna. You know what he's definitely gonna do?
What?
You're fired.
What? Leo Rush is gonna get that.
What's up, Otto?
Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck it. All right, fuck it.
Fuck it.
I can't believe it.
Put that cigarette out.
It's amazing to me how. Jesus. Bray Wyatt's character is completely changed. And it's not bad.
I don't have a problem with it. I did see the Kevin Owens thing, though, with Kofi Kingston.
Oh, boy.
Can I just give Kofi Kingston some advice?
Take steroids?
Yeah. No, Superstar Billy Graham. Superstar Choppy. What'd you have for dinner?
Not for dinner?
Yeah, your asshole's on fire.
No, I didn't fart any.
I did.
Oh, yeah, would you?
Yeah.
I would take ownership about that. Come on.
Kofi Kingston some sound advice?
Please do.
You're trying way too hard, buddy.
You think so?
He's like, at one point he's telling Creed, he's like, you got a family. Calm down. I'll handle it. It's going to be all right. And I'm like, ew, what is this, a fucking Brady Bunch episode? Did Peter and Bobby get lost in a fucking beach? Like, what the fuck, man?
Is Xavier Woods that much of a weakling that he can't handle himself?
Right, but Kofi was like, it's almost like Kofi's trying too hard. Dude, stop, Don't try that hard. It's going to be all right. You're doing just fine by on your own self. You know what I'm saying? You're doing just fine, buddy.
You know, Shailen's right. It wasn't very surprising when he turned on the new day.
Oh, I was hoping. I thought your advice would be do a push-up.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow! I mean, oh, yeah.
It's for Rob.
Jay. Why?
Uncle Jesse.
The Greek guy.
Lose the colors, Kofi. I don't mind the colors. He's just trying too hard. Like,
what do you mean? What are we talking here?
Kofi Kingston.
Lose the colors. What do you mean by lose the colors?
His gear.
His gear is fine. You know why he wears those colors? It's just to stand out.
And the Islanders are eliminated.
Who cares?
No. Otto and I are secretly smiling.
Who cares?
Even though the Rangers aren't in it, we're just secretly smiling.
Fuck hockey.
Kofi ain't Butch Reed. You fucking right he's not. Yeah. Well, listen, man. They made it this far, the Islanders. God bless them. You know?
Fuck them.
Go Sharks.
Fuck them.
I'm rooting for the Sharks.
Fuck the Sharks.
Fuck the Sharks.
Fuck the Revival.
Fuck the Revival. How about that?
Fuck the Revival.
Speaking of fuck the Revival, Rob said boo. Love you, Rob. It's too long to play, but Cody cuts a promo.
On Dustin?
On Dustin.
Ooh, I heard it's like really good.
It's amazing.
Yeah?
It's probably the best promo I heard in about 10 years.
Wow, that's saying a lot.
Yeah, dude. It's too long to play, though. It's on Facebook. Look it up. On Facebook, YouTube.
Paraphrase?
Basically, the analogy is I'm the lesser of the roads, and, you know...
Is he really, though?
He used the gun analogy to, you know, when something's dying, like old and dying, you have to kill it.
Yeah.
And he starts crying. He like starts to cry a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, I don't want to beat my brother. I want to kill the Attitude Era. He goes, all you guys, your generation, you know, you're in a fast lane doing 35 miles an hour. I'm going to kill the Attitude Era with you. Holy shit, he starts to cry. It was really good, though.
I mean, Louie!
Sweet Lou! We just talked about you, buddy.
My man. But,
He wants to kill... Yeah, he's using his brother to kill the Attitude Era.
Is Cody really the lesser of the roads?
Took shots at Dwayne. Yeah, it's a good promo. You should really... You guys can post it in the group page for Choppy, I appreciate it, so you can see it on a break, maybe.
Okay. Is he really the lesser of the three? He's not as big as Dusty was.
Well,
but I think he's done better than his brother.
The road, no pun intended. The road that the Rhodes took, that Cody took, was lesser. Doesn't mean he's not good. It's just that there was just a different time.
In terms of resume. I mean, Cody's only been in WWE.
Right.
Most of his career.
Yeah, but Dustin did the rounds and...
Dustin did NWA.
WCW.
WWE.
Impact.
He did them all.
TNA, yeah. But all jokes aside, it was probably the best promo I've seen in a long time.
I gotta check it out.
You know? I think that... Do we have any more news?
No.
Do we care about Money in the Bank? We'll cover it. We'll talk about it next week, whatever.
Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah,
they got a bunch of main eventers in the Money in the Bank paper match. I'm like, why are main eventers in the Money in the Bank ladder match, dude? Money in the Bank is the king of the ring of this era. Why don't you have some up-and-coming stars in that match? Makes no sense. Finn Balor in that match makes sense to me. Because he needs to get some... I love him as Intercontinental Champion, but he needs to get the world title back. Sorry. He needs that world title back.
Oh... Yeah. All right. Well, anything else, Ham? Did you watch any wrestling this week?
No.
No?
Good for you.
Would you watch anything good this week? Any shows this week? You caught up on Flash and everything?
Yeah, I'm caught up on all that.
I'm still watching a little bit. I'm still watching Titans little by little.
I'm caught up with Titans.
I have to finish.
Did you see who's going to play Bruce Wayne in season 2?
What?
No.
It's an older guy.
Well, you know what I'm going to do after I finish Ballers? I'm going to start watching Gotham.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I want to start watching
that show is fucking dreadful.
Well, I want to try.
Season 1 wasn't that bad, but then it just...
Season 1 was terrible.
Yeah, that bad?
Season 1... Dude, a young Bruce Wayne meets a young Poison Ivy and Catwoman with their kids?
All right. Well,
no.
I just want to see a couple episodes. Okay. And they put Krypton on the DC Universe.
Yes, they did. So, I heard that's amazing.
Yeah.
Lobo is in Krypton?
Yes, he is.
Good for them.
Lobo is also in Young Justice.
Is he really?
In third season, yeah. That's what I heard. I saw. I didn't see it, but
Young Justice is a very underrated cartoon.
We were just talking about that a couple weeks ago.
Very underrated. Yeah. Very good show.
Yeah.
I'm caught up in that. I just have to finish Doom Patrol.
Yeah, I have to finish Doom Patrol as well.
I heard Brendan Fraser's robot.
No, it's a fun show.
I heard he's amazing.
Yeah, you got to pay attention. You got to pay attention. Watch Power. Oh yeah, I have so many shows.
I worked on that show.
You did work on that show.
Mm-hmm. I did season 4.
Anything else before we go to break? Anything we want to talk about? Anything else?
No,
nothing.
No.
All right. So guys, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Ham is with us tonight. It's a good night. It's a good. Everybody's in a good mood. Thank you for everybody for hanging out with us tonight. Really, it's really fun.
You know what? Fuck Jeff Hardy. You know what? That's his fucking fault because he keeps doing the same shit all the time.
Anyway.
Yes.
We are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We are live on rantemradio.com. Let's plug some of our friends. We'll come back. We have a really cool throwback for you. We'll be right back, kids.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Of the Orient.
And we're back.
Why
hello? Hello, Philly.
He goes, why, hello there, he says.
Hello there. Can I just say that was the most racist music for a character?
Yo, you ain't lying. But it was 1989. It was 40 years ago. Can you believe it?
You know what I can't believe?
I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah.
I can't believe. Good song. The Redeeming Social Value.
I want to say something.
Okay, say something.
Why, hello there.
You're an idiot. All right.
Anyways.
Are we ready, Chop?
Yes, we are.
Ham, are we ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go.
And now, here is your Throwback of the Week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
I didn't see the Viceland Von Erich thing yet.
It's already out?
It's out. It's on the Hulu gimmick.
It's on the Hulu gimmick.
Maybe we'll watch it when we go home tonight. What? What?
Ice Cube's real name.
Is O'Shea.
No. Icelandic cubicle.
No.
What?
Get out of here. Anyway. Anyway. The Superdome, April 2nd, 1989. From New Orleans, Louisiana. 5,300 people were in attendance. A 4.3.
Not bad.
For a TBS cable show.
Not bad.
For a free show.
I think they did better with Sting and Flair, but this is pretty good.
This show was used to build WrestleMania 9, which is we're going to be doing that in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was held on the same day as WrestleMania 5.
Yes, you're right.
To compete with WrestleMania 5. That was a dusty thing. So this was the Jim Herd era, unfortunately.
It wasn't... Actually, it was pretty bad.
Jim Herd was bad. This event was good though.
It was all right.
It was all right. I mean,
I think the main event was the show stealer.
Yeah. So the NWA champion at the time was Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. He was challenged by Ric Flair.
He was amazing. He was amazing.
2 out of 3 falls. Oh. This is probably one of the greatest matches of the 80s.
Do I think it's better than Chi-Town Rumble?
What about Wrestle War?
Wrestle War was better, I think.
The match after this.
Yes. WrestleMania 89 was really good.
Okay. There was a dark match. Sting beat Rip Morgan, who at that point was with the Iron Sheik.
Yes.
Sting was about to be, was television champion. What'd you say, Mike?
I'd break your back and make you humble.
Then fuck his ass, make him humble.
Yeah, And then Lex Luger forced Jack Victory to the torture rack. Both were shown on the World Championship Wrestling.
Isn't that crazy that Jack Victory was in the NWA?
As a secret agent? Secret Service?
It's insane.
Secret Service Jack Victory. He was also Paulie Dangerously's bodyguard.
Oh, yeah, he was. You're right.
Isn't it weird that Sting and Lex Luger were dark matches on this thing? Crazy.
Yeah, why, though?
I don't know.
Two of your two top draws and on dark matches?
Yeah.
That's weird.
The WWE Network actually edited 4, 5, and 6 a little bit.
They did.
But not to the point where you couldn't enjoy it.
It was still fine.
Yeah. But this is a pretty stacked card, considering. There were 10 matches, like I said, 2 dark matches.
Lots of matches, lots.
There's 8 matches for a free show to compete with WrestleMania. It was pretty interesting.
Did you like the opener?
I loved the Samoan SWAT team.
Did you like it? I didn't like it.
I loved everything about the SST. I thought
I liked the Samoan SWAT team. I didn't care for the match. It was okay.
It went a little too long for my taste.
I think it went too long. I think
it went 20 minutes, dude.
It went way too long.
It went 20 minutes. SST, Fatu and Samu beat the Midnight Express.
With the cell phone. Which is classic. By the way, it's a receipt, though, because Jim Cornette used his fucking racket twice in the match. And you know what? Paulie Dangerously was justified by using that cell phone. Sorry.
Yeah. Whether Jim Cornette was a heel or... By the way, Jim Cornette was really good on the pay-per-view for the Crockett's Cup. He was doing commentary.
Yes.
With Ian Riccoboni and the kid from the
NWA. Oh, I forgot to ask you. How was Magnum and Nikita?
Good.
They were good?
Yeah.
They look okay?
Yeah. Magnum looks great.
Really?
Yeah. They brought him in the ring, and Caprice Coleman was doing, like, the interviews and everything. And he's like, what happened to your accent? Busting his balls about his accent. And Nikita's like, oh, you know, and he gives like an explanation, joking around. But he's a man of God now and whatever.
Not to change subjects or anything. Something just popped into my head.
What's that?
Remember how we were talking about casting and stuff?
Oh, sure.
Tom Selleck as Tony Stark.
Tom Selleck was pretty old though at that point.
He could have done it in his 40s.
Okay.
I mean,
I got no problem with that.
I mean, fucking Downey was.
No, you're right, dude. I have no problem with that.
Okay.
Magnum PI is fucking Tony Stark.
Why not?
I got no problem with that.
Continue. Sorry.
I got no problem with that.
I thought of Magnum, you know, TA, and then I saw, wait a minute, Magnum PI, Tom Selleck. Okay, continue.
Black Avengers.
Mm. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Hart brings out the.
This match was great. Dude.
Let's give Steve Casey a
fuck him.
No, let's give him a shine because he was one of those guys like him and George South and Italian Stallion. These guys were like job guys that could have been mid-card guys anywhere else. Seriously.
Okay.
Steve Casey was actually a good wrestler. Unfortunately, though, he ran into a buzzsaw. The original Japanese buzzsaw.
He was in great shape, though. Casey.
He's a trainer, too.
Did you hear what was his nickname?
Ooh, Steve Casey?
Yeah.
What was his nickname?
Call him the Chopper.
The Chopper, right. Yeah. That's right. He fights the great Muda. They finally got his name down, finally, after fucking 9,000 tries for the... He's been in the company for like a half a year at this point. Not even... Maybe a little less than a half a year. 4 months, 5 months, whatever. It was Muto... Mutio, like they couldn't get it right. Finally, it's the great Muda. Everybody forgets that Muda was a job guy in Florida as the ninja,
yeah.
Gary Hart advocated for him, so did Hiro Matsuda, a couple other guys, the story goes. And this is Muda's start to push. At this point, he's undefeated.
Yeah, still undefeated, yes.
And... Right after this match, he calls out Sting for the TV title, which starts his run. And it's an interesting time in the NWA because even though Jim Herd was awful as an exec, they were going through a transition. They were about to be the Crockett's were about to be bought out in about another year or a year and a half later by Turner. That's one. Two, they were losing guys. Like they lost Anderson and Blanchard. They'll eventually lose Flair in about another year, half a year after this. They lose they lost a bunch of guys though. Midnight Express
had left.
They lost Wyndham. They lost the Midnight Express. They lost the Fantastics. They brought back the Freebirds though.
Yes,
they brought back Bam Bam. But Bam Bam and this is when Bam Bam and Gordy. I'm sorry, Bam Bam and Dr. Death were actually just establishing themselves.
Correct.
Scott Steiner was a rookie in the first family with Eddie Gilbert and, yep. and Rick Steiner. So a lot of transit. They brought Junkyard Dog and the Sheik in from WWF. They brought Dick Murdoch in, Bob Orton. We'll get into that in a second. But the great Muda fights Steve Casey for 8 minutes. And
that moonsault was so devastating.
The way brooms. Jason says, what's up, Mikey? Hello, Phil. Choppy, go fuck yourself.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Coming from you, that means a whole lot of nothing.
Happy birthday, Groomsy. He has a birthday also. Yeah,
today?
No. He's tomorrow.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
I tell him to go fuck himself tomorrow. Little
egg. No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
That's not nice. But I'm going to play this for Groomsy, though.
I'm over here now.
Great Muda, this is when I was getting hip to everything. So,
what about Jim Ross?
Mother!
I don't ever see these kind of people in Oklahoma.
These kind of people. Ring the bell. He goes, I never seen these kind of people in Oklahoma.
And then he said, at the end of the match, he's got to be the greatest Oriental wrestler of all time.
Not Baba. Mm-hmm. Not Baba, not Antonio Inoki, not Kawada, not Kenta Kobashi.
Fujinami?
Not Jumbo Tsuruta.
No, none of those. Just Muda.
Just Muda.
Muda's the greatest Oriental I've ever seen. I also forgot to mention the wonderful mullets of Mr. Dangerously and Mr. Eaton.
It was 1989.
They were fantastic, though, weren't they?
And they brought the Midnight Express out for the end for the Crockett Cup too. So yeah, wow. Bobby's doing a lot better. Stan looks really good.
Stan always looked good.
He looks really good. Bobby had some really bad medical.
Do you
problems.
Know that Stan has got to be almost 70?
Yeah,
that's insane.
He
dude.
Looks great. Him, God, he could probably still wrestle.
God bless him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there's nothing wrong with the Great Muta. I'm sorry. There's absolutely that springboard move he does.
The handspring elbow.
The handspring elbow.
What about what about his elbow drop?
How about the elbow drop? The power. What did Jim Ross call it? The power elbow. Or
yeah.
Something? He just bounces off the ropes. He quickly just drops. Dude. He does like almost like a spin. Like he does like a spin and drops real quick. It's insane how he gets it off.
Well, we got to see that live, by the way.
1980s Avengers. He found. All right, we'll get into that later.
Okay. No.
Save that picture on your phone.
The we saw it live though. That elbow drop.
We certainly did.
He still can do it.
He still can do it. And then moonsault.
Oh. It's not the prettiest moonsault, but just the way he did it, because it looked like his knees land on the guy's gut.
Here's the $99,000 question. Who's got a better moonsault? And let's be honest with each other, with ourselves. Chris Daniels or the Great Muta?
I say Daniels.
Best moonsault ever?
Yeah. I say Daniels. I'm sorry.
How about Great Muta, Rob Van Dam?
Well, Robin, there's a split-legged one. It's
not even a real one.
No, it's like, it's Muda. Give me another one. Give me another two.
Great Muda, Jeff Hardy.
Muda. You know who's, I got one for you. Mr. Muda or Mr. Asai?
But that's not fair because he does it from the second rope on the out to the outside.
Okay.
That doesn't count. Let's see. Great Muta, Kurt Angle.
Oof.
Angle had the height, but Muta's got the finesse.
Angle had a pretty moonsault, though. It was a pretty one.
I just said the moon. Thank you, Matt. Look at that, Matt. I just scrolled up, and Matt put that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
God, what?
Al Pacino was Iron Man in the 80s? Lita did a good moonsault, too.
Lita was okay.
She did.
Oh, what's his name had a good moonsault? Lita's first guy that she managed.
S.A. Rios.
S.A. Rios had a great moonsault.
Oh, Tajiri.
Tajiri had a good moonsault, yes.
Oh, yeah. My God. There's so many good guys. What's up, Neil? Oh, man.
Moonsault was nice.
But Great Muta moonsault was pretty fucking impressive.
Yes, it was.
For 1989, it was pretty impressive. All right. Your next match. This is fun.
I hate this match.
I hate
It was short and
but
sweet.
How do you not love Butch Reed, though?
I like Butch Reed, but I hate JYD at this point.
Yeah, JYD, 50 pounds heavier, bad, really bad drug addict, couldn't get around, fights Hacksaw Butch Reed, the original Hacksaw Butch Reed.
Not Dugan.
Not Dugan. And he beats fucking Butch Reed in 10 minutes.
What a shitty pin, by the way.
Oh, no, yeah, of course.
A shitty pin. He knocks out poor... What's his name?
Nick Patrick?
No, not Nick Patrick.
Hiro Matsuda.
Hiro Matsuda.
Yeah.
Part of the Yamasaki Corporation.
Yamasaki Corporation.
Miyagi.
Miyagi.
Hey, Mikey, fun
fact. Miyagi.
Name two wrestlers that that he trained.
Who?
Hiro Matsuda. Do you know?
No.
Hulk Hogan.
And Lex Luger.
And Lex Luger. Were trained by Hiro Matsuda.
Bigelow and Vader. How about those moonsaults?
Oh,
Bigelow.
Dude. Vader. Vader had a sick moonsault.
Bigelow's moonsault was better than Vader's.
Bigelow's moonsault looked like a cartwheel when he jumped off. It didn't look like a typical
moonsault. He was 450 pounds.
So what the fuck was Vader?
But there was... Vader did it great, but there was a finesse with Bigelow. He moved like a cruiserweight.
No shit. I know that. But what I'm saying is, his doesn't look like a typical moonsault. It looked like a cartwheel moonsault.
Mm.
But it was a nice moonsault. I'm not saying it's a bad moonsault. I still think Vader's was better.
So Vader's is better? I disagree. I think Bagelow's was better.
But I still think that Big Bam Bam is the best big man of all time.
100%. We both agree with that. This match is interesting because both guys coming back from wherever they were. Well, Bob Orton was in WWF.
Yeah, he's already past his prime. Fuck him.
Dick Murdoch also a bit old in the tooth at this point.
He's got to be close to 50.
This match leads to a fucking bull rope match at the pay-per-view that we're going to be doing in a couple mm-hmm. of weeks with Wrestle War. Gary Hart gets the, Bob Orton gets the services of, Mark Merrill had a good one too. Bob Orton drafts Barry Hart, Gary Hart as his manager, which is pretty cool.
I think it was 10 years too late.
Yes. But nonetheless, it's cool to see. It was cool as a kid seeing Bob Orton as a 15-year-old, seeing Bob Orton in the NWA.
Okay.
Against Captain Redneck Dick Murdoch, who's a legend. Former World Tag Team Champion, Texas Outlaws. Correct. I mean, Dick Murdoch's done it all, you know. And he's from Texas. So, Double A's in the room. What's up, boss?
The sole proprietor.
Jay Grooms agrees with Choppy. Vader was a bit better. Okay. I disagree, but we're all going to agree to disagree.
No.
This match was fun, and the feud was even more fun because it gets so intense. The Varsity Club is public enemy number one at this point. They got beef with, they had beef with the Fantastics, they gone. That beef with the First Family, still. Then they got beef with the Road Warriors. Right around this time, not only did they have beef, but they recruit Danny Spivey now as well.
Danny Spivey looked great.
Oh, my God.
He looked great, dude. Big man.
You know, Gary Hart's underrated. Gary Hart was probably my favorite manager of all time. Reporting live from Target. Thank you, boss.
I would have to say that number one for me will always be Bobby.
Bobby, yeah.
Number two, Gary.
For me, it's Bobby. I mean, for me, it's Gary Hart. Bobby Heenan. And then it gets a little sketchy because there's a bunch of guys I like, though.
I like Paulie.
I like Paulie, but I like Fuji.
Fuji's all right.
I love Fuji.
Fuji, when you can't understand the manager.
No, Fuji was amazing. Stop it.
When you can't even understand the manager, fuck him.
No. And I like the Grand Wizard.
Grand Wizard was good.
Ernie Roth,
yeah.
The guy didn't like Captain Louis Albano. I loved Captain.
Captain Lou was pretty good.
16 world champions, man.
Yeah.
Jimmy Hart was great. Jimmy Hart had multiple tag and IC champs, man. Can't knock that.
Bobby.
Johnny Valiant.
Nah.
You know?
Fuck Johnny.
Fuck him? Yeah? Fuck him. Okay, what about Slick?
Slick was dope.
Slick was, Slick was dope.
I like Slick. The Dr. Thought.
Sir Oliver Humperdinck?
Mm.
No?
No.
He had the Samoans. He had Bam Bam. He had Paul Orndorff.
No, thank you.
Calling Mr. Cyst.
Well,
Mr.
fuck Race. You! Call me Mr. Cyst.
We couldn't understand Hiro Matsuda and the Yamaguchi Corporation. You missed that conversation by about 10 minutes, boss. But yeah, we just brought that up. Harvey Whippleman?
Harvey, he managed John Gonzalez?
Bertha Faye.
I like Bertha Faye.
Of course you would.
She was sweet to the eyes.
Was she?
No, she wasn't.
Are you colorblind?
Yeah. No, I'm just ugly blind.
Oh. There's a lot of good managers. But anyway, Kevin Sullivan, the taskmaster, the games master.
They and Spivey were, as a tag team, were great.
They almost won the fucking U.S. titles at the next pay-per-view. Sherry was good. Yeah, Paul Ellering.
Oh, Paul Ellering. Yeah, dude, he's right. Paul Ellering.
Yeah,
right.
One team that's only needed.
So what?
Yep. How about that racist Paul Jones? Yes, Paul Jones. Number one, Paul Jones. He had the fucking Skandar Akbar. Good fucking managers, man.
I still think...
Paul Jones had the Russians.
I still think number one, number one, Bobby, Gary Hart, number two. Those two are the top.
So I'm my two same, but I'm flipping them.
Yeah.
I thought Gary Hart was a better manager.
Fucking Bobby Heenan managed fucking Andre the Giant.
He did.
Dude.
No, but for me, Gary Hart was a better talker. Bobby could.
Yeah.
Bobby was funny. Bobby was, you know... But Gary Hart would tear you up.
Talking wise, yeah.
Yeah, he would tear you up.
But, you know, I'm going by, like, people that he managed, like, because Bobby managed Ric Flair to a world title.
Colonel Rob Parker was the greatest best manager of all time.
Ugh.
That's funny. But the Varsity Club, I was so into these teams. I mean, I'm a Road Warrior Mark by trade. We all know this.
But they killed it.
But the Varsity Club was so dope.
Captain Mike.
Dude, you can't. Cornette. Yeah, Jimmy Cornette.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Cornette.
He
had the Midnight Express, multiple versions
and
of
the them. Dynamic Dudes.
He had the Dynamic Dudes?
Yeah, he managed Yoko and Brett and Owen Hart and Yokozuna.
And then Owen Hart and British Bulldog.
And British Bulldog.
And Vader.
Yeah. How about DDP heading to the Diamond Exchange?
Oh.
Yeah, DDP managed Bad Company.
And Scott Hall.
And Scott Hall, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of DDP, I was watching the documentary on the
yeah,
network.
Yeah, I saw that you were watching it on the network.
I didn't know it was on there.
I didn't know it was on there either.
It was good.
Was it?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Let me check that out. But the Varsity Club, and I've said this for a couple of years now, they could have brought it back as a dozen.
They came close with Alex Riley. I thought they were going to do it with Alex Riley.
That would have been so good.
They never did it.
But the best part about this feud was everybody can work. Everybody could talk. And the promos were amazing.
Except for Mike Rotunda.
No, he's good.
He's all right.
Listen, former world tag team champion twice.
And TV champ.
TV champ. Yep. Correct. He was one of the best wrestlers ever, man.
He was all right.
You know? Anyway.
He's an accountant. Fuck him.
This is, for me, was fun because, again, all these guys can work. It was a big deal in the magazines, too.
Wait. Hold on.
What?
Shaylin, you say that woman was a great manager? Fuck no, she was not.
Well, she managed
Kevin Sullivan.
Yeah.
Flair. Benoit.
Doom. Bustin' Heads, Doom.
You know who was a good manager?
Teddy Long.
Teddy was good.
He had Norman the Lunatic.
Did he really?
Yeah. You're going to see that promo after this.
That's right.
He just brings him in. He just stopped becoming a referee.
He was
there, Danny Davis.
Yeah.
Remember how Danny Davis was
the cricket ref?
Yeah, yeah. This is.
I fast forward through that part with the.
But yeah, this all starts like right about now, you know? Let's see. All right, yes, anyway. This was a fun match.
It was good.
A really fun match. The Varsity Club winds up cheating.
Made the Road Warriors look like money, though.
Yeah.
Sorry, they did.
Yeah.
Because the Road Warriors are not.
She did manage the Sandman, too. Yes, she did.
No love for Wyndham. Well, first off, Wyndham is not spelled Wyndham. The way you spelled it. Secondly, yeah, I don't have love for them.
He likes Kendall instead.
Autistic Kendall? Autistic Kendall. Polish Power Barry Windham?
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Tall, lanky. Tall and lanky.
This sets up, so they want on controversial finish, they win the World Tag Team Championship from the Road Warriors.
Good for them.
Setting up the rematch at Wrestle War. Which brings back another tag team. We'll get into that in a little while. Okay. Newcomer in your next match, Georgia's own Special Forces, Ranger Ross.
Oh, God.
Who becomes Ron Simmons' tag team partner after this for a little while. Beats the Iron Sheik by DQ. No one cares.
This match was fucking deep.
But the next match was dope. Setting up the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
U.S. Tag Team Championship, Eddie Gilbert and Rick Steiner.
Dude, they beat the shit out of Eddie Gilbert.
Yeah. But Rick Steiner, they tore his arm up. He got legit injured. So it was Eddie Gilbert and Rick Steiner with Missy Hyatt, the first family, beating Danny Spivey and Kevin Sullivan to retain the NWA.
Danny Spivey was a monster of a man. And he was good.
Played for Georgia.
Did he really? I didn't know that.
Terry Funk's on commentary. Terry Funk is.
I just wanted to congratulate. I wasn't trying to challenge you. Anyways,
this brings Missy Hyatt was a hot mess. Missy Hyatt is a hot mess now.
So what'd you call her? A melted candle?
A melted candle. Yeah. Fucking. She got more plastic than a Barbie doll.
Oh look, Jason Grooms. Was he autistic or artistic?
Danny Spivey from the Psychic Friends Network. She had a thing for Stan Hansen and his BBDs. Oh, Missy Hyatt. Get out of here! With the chew in his face.
Did you ask him about that?
No.
Oh, come on.
Dude, his his wife was sitting
so
in.
So what?
Fuck, dude, I'm not going to ask Stan Hansen.
He was
about,
on TV. Who cares?
I asked a better question. I asked him why he didn't fucking stay. And I didn't know his wife was pregnant. He was the fucking U.S. champ. He beat Lex Luger at Halloween Havoc. Nope. And everybody wanted to know why he left. They offered him a boatload of money, but he had told them. He premised it. He's like, I'll stay, but if my wife goes into labor, I have to go, and he left. But if he would have stayed, chop, game changer. He would have had title shots. You talking Hansen and Sting, maybe Hansen and Flair.
Ooh, that would have been good.
I'm just saying, like
Stan Hansen versus Flair would have fucking killed.
I mean, I only had 7 minutes with him.
Doesn't matter.
Nah, listen, I thought I did a good interview, by the way. You guys can listen to that. It'll go back a couple of months. I interviewed the great Stan Hansen and Rob.
Get the whole triple crown, goddammit!
Shout out to Miku-san, Sushi Yu, and the Mandingo for setting that up. A lot of people snubbed Nick. Where is Nick German? Did he fall off the face of the planet?
He's I don't know what happened to him.
What's your problem, kid?
I found another picture of the 90s Avengers cast.
All right, enough for you with the Avengers. Can we finish? Can I finish my wrestling my wrestling podcast?
Yeah.
You mind? You can show me all. We have all night to do this. Okay?
And you have all day tomorrow because tomorrow's free comic book day.
Tomorrow's free comic book day.
Yeah.
Cheap plug.
Masa Dingo. Yes. Masa.
Masa Hero Domingo.
Masa Hero Domingo. Ring that bell.
Miyagi.
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 Miyagi! Miyagi!
Anyway. Good match. So, let's get to the next match. The final match of the night, actually.
Great match. Probably it's on the Ric Flair Definitive Collection DVD.
Yes, it's also on the Clash of the Champions DVD.
Yes, it is.
So, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Ricky the Steamboat Dragon.
Ricky the Steamboat Dragon.
Steamboat Dragon.
What? What are you, autistic Gary Capetta?
No, I'm from TNA. The announcer from TNA messed up with the Steamboat's name.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Good call, kid. You're right. Good call. 2 out of 3 falls for the NWA Championship.
Great fucking match.
Flair going for his 6th title at this point.
Yes.
And such a great,
Ricky
great.
The Dreamboat.
Ricky the Dreamboat.
The only thing that's shocking to me in this pay-per-view is when knowing that Steamboat is using a double chicken wing as his finisher.
And Flair submits to it.
Yes! But Flair had his fucking foot on... Well, that's a different story. That was a different fall, but...
Right.
But, like, he submits with... And I'm like, when did he use a double chicken wing as a finisher? It was always the cross body off the top rope.
Yeah, or just the running cross body.
Oh, yeah, he did a run across his body
or a roll
as well.
Up.
Yeah.
Did he really have a strong finisher besides a crossbody?
No.
Didn't need it.
He was so good.
Yeah, he was more and most fluent.
One of my favorite Orientals, I'll tell you. I'm kidding. Could you believe that, though? That Jim Ross would say that? That's like saying the World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions.
I took Dick German to Vomier. Oh, Matt!
What's that?
Vomir is the planet with the soul stone. Soul for a soul.
Oof. What about Red Skull?
Red Skull!
Red Skull threw him off the ledge.
Wait, did Red Skull kill Nick German?
You know what? You know what we gotta do? We gotta do a casting call.
Black
from
Avengers.
Ranty, yeah, Ranty M people as the Avengers.
Thanos.
Wow! Thanos? He's Thanos?
I have all the power in the world.
I think Double A is Thanos. Because he's the head.
Who is the racist Avengers character?
Racist?
Racist.
Yeah,
Chubby. Wow. Jeez.
Is the Avengers name with
Chubby could be Captain Portugal.
Captain Portugal. No, I got one better for you. Portuguese Man of War. That's it. That's it. I would have instead of War Machine, it'd be the Portuguese Man of War.
Dude, and you're like Captain Britain. Your powers can only be in Portugal.
That's it.
Once you get on that boat, you're fucked.
Portugal for life.
Portugal. Portugal forever. No, Portugal para sempre.
Surfer. Cheapos. Lee Champion could be Lee Panther.
Wow, hey now.
Yep.
Wait, Captain Portugal is Wicker Shield. Is Wicker Shield.
Who can I be?
Spider-Man. No. Spider-Kid. No, you'd be Thor.
You could be Mike Morales, Spider-Man.
You could be Thor because he's Hammer.
Choppy is Aldo Montoya. Tony C is Black Panther. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Who's Thor? I'm Hammer.
Yeah, you could be Thor, I guess.
Well, no, who could wield me?
Shailene could be Rocket Raccoon.
No, she could be Groot.
She
could be Groot.
No, you're not Groot.
I am Hammer.
Oh, God. Who the Wizards going to be?
The Guardians.
The Guardians.
The Guardians.
The Asgardian. Oh, sorry. Oops. Oops.
This could be Midnight Jerry's part of Rant DM, too.
Oh, yeah. Mike Norringer is Thanos. He poo-poos on everything. No.
Mike Norringer could be Nick Fury.
Yeah, because he poo-poos on everything.
He'd be Director Norringer.
Director Mike.
Director Mike. He'd be Black Widow.
It would be Handsome Dan. He'd be Stark.
He'd be Iron Man?
He'd be Stark. Okay. He'd be Stark.
Then you'd be Captain Portugal.
Captain Portugal.
So could be.
You just said I was Thanos, but he's not an Avenger.
War Machine.
I could be War Machine. I could be the Hulk. I'd be Smart Hulk, even though I'm not that smart.
You just blew.
What?
Phil!
Tony is Crossbones.
Why would you?
Shining Wizards. Tony is Crossbones. I'll be whoever played a fat guy is. Shaolin forever. Shaolin forever.
Phil.
What?
We should not spoil anything.
Huh? You spoil. What do you want me to play?
Hold on, I got it. I have no clue what they're saying, by the way. I've never memorized the lyrics to this.
Choppy's dad's in the background. You're a disgrace.
No.
Choppy saves the world, right?
No.
Dad, you're a disgrace.
He'd be like, dick.
Dick.
I could get...
Your dad could be Agent Coulson. Just one word. You. Dick.
Hey, Dad could be Thanos.
Oh, my dad could be Thanos.
Dick.
Dick Snap. I think that's the name of the episode. Dick Snap.
I was just telling Phil last week, if I ever hit the $1 million jackpot, my dad would be like, why didn't you win the billions?
Dad, I bought a house. Why don't you buy two houses?
Why don't you invest in your future?
Dad, I had a kid. Why do you have two kids?
Why don't you have two more? Dad, I have two cars. Why don't you have four cars?
Why are you such an embarrassment? You're not my son.
You still watch wrestling? Fucking loser.
The other day, before I turned, it was a couple months ago. You know how old you are? I'm like, yeah, I'm 34. You still watch wrestling? You still watch that shit? Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite wrestler, huh? Is it still Hulk Hogan?
Did he say that?
Yes.
That's fucking funny as hell.
But it's funny, though, because there was this is years ago when Tajiri was still wrestling in WWE in 2003. He saw Tajiri doing the handspring elbow in the middle of the match. He was like, I don't like wrestling, but that's fucking cool. He said, that's cool.
Dick.
Could you imagine my dad?
Snap.
He'd look at Phil and he'd be like, Phil, you still do that show with my son?
I do, Jose.
And he'd be like, he's a disgrace, isn't he?
And you know better.
You know, you know better.
Chappie could be Thor.
Oh.
You should have gone for the head.
You know who my dad would be?
Shaylin could be the midget that makes all the fucking hammers for...
Oh. Oh, what's his name from fucking...
Tyrion Lannister.
No, what's his name, dude?
The guy who... real name?
From Game of Thrones, yeah.
His real name is... What's Tyrion Lannister's real name? Oh, I forget already.
The president, the next man...
Hulk Hogan, your dad is a dick.
Snap.
Snap.
Oh, dude, what was the other... my dad would be Odin. He's the god.
That means your brother Danny's Loki?
Oh, yes. The god of Portugal mischief. Portuguese mischief. No, he'd be the god of bad desserts.
Peter Dinklage, like, thanks, Neil.
The god of bad desserts.
I'm the god of bad desserts.
Here. Here's a bad cheesecake.
He's got the costumes in the Portuguese colors.
Oh, boy. He'd have the jockstrap just like Justin Credible did back in the day.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, all right.
Peter Dinklage, huh? Even his name sounds short.
You know he's from New Jersey, right?
I do know he's from New Jersey.
He has a great British accent, though.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
I hate little people. I get it. Oh, I hate Shaylin. No, I don't like her.
What's wrong with you? How do you hate Shaylin?
She's little.
What does that mean?
I can use her as dental floss if I wanted to.
Okay, so Travis said that he hates little people. What if he hated little people, he'd say something different. The M word.
What's the M word?
Midget.
Motherfucker?
No, midget.
I don't use such vulgar vulgarity.
I use such slander.
I don't use vulgarity like that.
I don't use vulgar on this show.
I don't say Oriental.
I don't say zip ahead.
What'd you say?
I don't say that word nip.
Ooh.
I don't say any of those words.
I was very, by the way, I was very proud of my wife this week. I was on the phone with her. And she said the word cum bucket. I was like, look at this cum bucket. I was like, whoa! Good for you!
She said, damn you, Choppy.
You know what? Not damn me. Damn your parents for making you short.
Wow.
Wow.
You're a jackoff. That's what I think of you.
What?
What is a mook?
Well, we just lost a lot of fans.
Good job, asshole.
That's what I'm here for.
She listens every weekend.
That's what I'm here for. Oh, my God. And this is why our ratings keep going down.
Who said our ratings down?
Well, he made our ratings go up.
I don't know. Ratings are pretty good, actually.
They're actually pretty average right now.
No, I meant the downloads, not the live stream.
Oh, I'm talking about the live stream.
Whatever, you spear chucker. That's right.
Spear chucker.
It's true.
How tall is Jason Grooms, by the way? He's a big dude, right?
Big dude.
He could be the fucking Hulk, dude.
And Tony C doesn't call the dry cleaners chinks. He does. Ring that bell.
He loves chinks.
Tony C's cousin, Tony Lee. Worst gimmick ever.
Tony Lee.
Tony Lee.
Shaylin and Arch Enemy.
Ring the bell. Matt Squires for the win.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Why you like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat.
Better That's pay that cool. five.
I should have went to the mall today. I'm so pissed at myself. I could have got a $5 foot long and a $5 hat. $10.
Five foot long.
And Chinks come up and suggested where would I type that.
Five foot long.
See? It's Jason Groom should be fucking Hulk. 6'5", dude.
At 6'5", he'd be whatever the fuck he wants.
Good for him.
He's got arms like legs.
Dude!
Yeah.
Yeah. You were the fucking Hulk, dude.
Yeah. He's a big boy.
Wait. 5 foot long? You should have...
No, they had $5 hats at Lids.
Today. Jason, forget the flab. Forget that shit. You're the Hulk.
Yeah.
5 foot is taller than Shaylin.
No, it's a $5 foot long. It's 1 foot.
Oh.
So 5 foot long is a bigger than Shaylin.
In about a year or two, my son will be taller than Shaylin.
Maybe a year. If that. He'll be two in August?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe by another year. It sounds about right.
I'd say 2 years.
I don't know.
Oh.
Your wife's got tall people in her family, though. So
yeah, my father-in-law is 6'5", or 6'3".
Right.
Brother-in-law, my dickhead brother-in-law is 6'2".
Right, so Logan might just sprout up after first grade.
I'll still fuck his ass
he'll
up.
He'll be a point guard.
But, you know, he likes basketball.
Good.
He was playing with a basketball the other day. He was just kind of lifted him up. He threw it into the hoop. He was like,
yeah, good. It's good that he notices that now. Hopefully he'll pick up something. Because, I mean, you got to get these kids off the fucking tablets and shit.
How about making him a wrestler?
Well, green's my favorite color.
There you go, see?
None of that Gray Hulk shit. So you'd rather be Savage Hulk than Smart Hulk. All right.
I think Thunderbolt Ross's Red Hulk is fucking annoying.
Fuck Thunderbolt Ross. What a dick. I hate that
He's a bag of douche, dude.
I hate that dude.
By the way, remember the Incredible...
Shaylin's shorter than a handful of Subway.
And they say I'm bad. And they say I'm terrible.
That gets an okay, terrific.
Okay, terrific.
By the way, remember the whole cartoon from the 90s?
Of course.
That was so good.
The one from the 80s was better, though.
You think so? Remember when he fought the Dr. Doc Ock in that show? Oh, dude.
Did Shaylin play shortstop in softball?
Womp, womp.
Womp,
womp. Womp,
womp. Okay, so let's look at this casting thing so we're done with the pay-per-view.
Fuck it.
I gotta see this now.
All right.
So,
hurry up.
80s Avengers.
Okay.
Yeah, we're listening.
So, as the, what do you call it? The giant is,
As the who?
The, what do you call it? The giant man from...
Okay.
We're going to the 90s. By 19 years. Instead of saying from 1980, we're going to 1999.
Okay.
Vern, whatever your name, the guy that played Mini-Me and also
Vern Troyer
as the guy that Peter Dinklage played.
Okay, continue.
Okay, now back to the 80s. So, as Captain America, we got Tom Cruise.
Wait, Captain Marvel as
Captain America.
Captain America, okay.
Winter Soldier is Peter Weller.
Okay.
RoboCop.
That's a good idea. Yeah, okay. Why not?
Falcon is Denzel.
Okay. I can see that too.
Scarlet Witch is Cher.
Whoa.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Hawkeye is Carrie Elwes.
Okay.
Who?
Let me see.
Carrie Elwes.
He was a TV actor.
I don't know him.
Yeah.
Ant-Man is Michael Douglas.
Whoa. Okay. See, that makes sense.
Okay.
Iron Man is Tom Selleck or,
Yeah, I told you!
Or what's his name? Al Pacino.
Oh, that's not bad.
Spider-Man is Eric Stoltz.
Wait.
Wow. I like Eric Stoltz.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Black Widow is Kathleen Turner.
Whoa!
That's a good cast.
Black Panther
is Philip Thomas.
Who?
Black Panther.
That's a dude from Miami Vice, Philip Michael Thomas.
Okay, I can see that.
Vision is Brent Spinner.
Data. Yeah.
Data. Isn't he in Game of Thrones right now?
No.
War Machine is Carl Weathers.
Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
Thor is Dolph Lundgren.
Of course. Yeah. Makes sense.
Hulk is the guy from Queens, Lou Ferrigno.
Lipton, my name is Lou Ferrigno from Queens.
Don't call me Hulk.
Don't call me Hulk.
He's not from Queens, he's from Bay Ridge.
I'm from Brooklyn. All right, Dick.
Oh, sorry.
Next.
Doctor Strange is Peter Hooten.
Peter who?
Who are you?
Oh, the guy who played Doctor Strange in the...
Nick Fury is Kurt Russell.
Like Snake Plissken.
Yeah!
Escape from New York, Kurt Russell.
That's fantastic!
Yeah.
Loki is David Bowie.
Whoa! Yes!
Yo! Like Labyrinth Bowie, yes!
That's good!
Thanos is Dennis Hopper.
Who forgot about Hop? Next.
What?
Star-Lord is Matthew Broderick.
Dude, they cast him for Ant-Man in the 90s. Okay.
Gamora is Jennifer Beals.
Jennifer Beals.
Okay, I know
you're talking about that. Okay, I'm feeling that.
Nebula is... I can't... Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver's Nebula.
That's not bad.
Okay.
Who's Rocket Raccoon voiced by?
I actually just saw the picture. I know who it is.
Okay, yeah, I'm
Rodney Dangerfield.
Dan Aykroyd.
All right.
Drax the Destroyer is Andre the Giant.
Who?
Andre is Drax. A fit Andre.
A fit Andre, yes.
Early
80s.
Mantis
is Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald as is Mantis? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and then the movie Civil War, Captain America Civil War.
Alright, what's alright, that's not the time. We gotta go.
Okay.
Alright. Someone in high school
would have read. Buttholes.
Who?
Anyway, all right, let's get out of here. All right,
someone in high school would harass me with that. Bother the who? Who would harass you about what?
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's for you.
Okay. That was fun.
It was.
We got some good stuff lined up for you the next couple of weeks.
It was super.
Thanks to the Ham for hanging out with us tonight.
He's all right. We'll keep him around.
He blew. Thanks for everybody in the chat room. 258 comments tonight. Holy shit.
This fucking guy.
How's
Dominic from Ridgewood?
That guy? You know him?
I know Dominic.
I went to school with his mother. You know all the social media handles. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Choppy2984.
T-Buckle T-Backs. Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Instagram. Facebook.
Spotify.
What?
Spotify,
TuneIn, Google Play, iTunes, everywhere. Podcast Manic, podcast, whatever it's called, the fucking Android apps, everything. We'll be on, I'm trying to get on, RantyMRadio.com, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, ProWrestlingTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks. Go get a Mook Tang shirt. Go get that shit.
If you do good by me, we'll come out with another one.
What's up, Big Tone? You missed the whole show, buddy.
Yeah, too late now, Mook.
Jay, happy birthday, brother.
Is it? It's not midnight yet.
Not yet, but may the fourth be with you.
Oh,
yeah. He hates Star Wars.
He hates it. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that it, though? Are we done?
That's up to you, buddy. You control the show, not me.
Turnbuckle Teabags is the show. By the boys after midnight.
T-Buckle Teabags.
What, you got secret programming? He ain't telling his boss. That's fucked up.
Terrible.
Choppy, go eat some dicks, he says. All right.
What?
So on behalf of my hammer, on Chops, I'm the Impact Player, Philly Ray, bidding you adieu, reminding you all, take care of yourselves, each other, avoid the clap, don't get arrested, don't say the M word.
Which word is that?
Midget.
Exactly. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
I would never say that.
Full of shit. Goodnight.